LeBron James didn't just stick to sports during a 45-minute press conference during Monday's Cavs Media Day. The always outspoken superstar doubled down on his criticism of President Donald Trump and backed up his weekend tweets in response to Trump uninviting the Golden State Warriors from a White House visit. WKSU's commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, there were things James said that you liked and other things you didn't.
You know, LeBron came out and made, I thought, some very strong points about, you know, life in the inner city. And here was one of my things that I wanted to underline is he is different from many celebrities and athletes when he talks about this stuff.
Why is that?
Because he has been investing in the inner city, starting in Akron and now all of Northeast Ohio, for well over a decade.
Okay.
You know, the LeBron James Family Foundation is not just some shell charity to make you look good, which started with backpacks and bikes for kids and then grew into helping some kids in elementary school. And now we are talking about the deals with Akron University to for kids to get scholarships. He does care about this stuff. And he is smart enough to know, like when they have the kids go to Cedar Point thing, he goes there for that day. He's wise enough to know that his presence, you know, is symbolic and means something. So given more than 10 years of sincere work where he put in time, passion, and dollars into the inner city, especially with education with kids, that gives him, I think, a lot of clout when he speaks, even if you do not agree with his points. Now, there was only one problem with LeBron.
What's that?
What did he call the president?
Called the president a bum.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And of course, LeBron and people support, well, the president called a bunch of names too. I'm not even getting into that. We have a society where when we start calling names back and forth, you only remember the name. I learned this early on in my writing. I used to use names and things. And then I suddenly realized that's all people heard. And when you call somebody, be it a bum or an SOB or all the different things that went back and forth, your core supporters love it. They cheer. They laugh. They just, you know, yeah, tell them. But if you're really trying to persuade people to your point of view, name calling throws up a big wall. They hear nothing else. And I could tell from some of the emails that I've gotten, and I spent part of my column taking LeBron and others to task on the name calling, saying, well, they don't even hear what LeBron was saying about, for example, LeBron said, you know, I'm not going to take a knee during the anthem. I'll stand up because my voice speaks loud enough.
And that's true for him.
That is very true for him. It could be true for a lot of other people too, because behind the voice is some action. You know, that was one of the arguments with some of these other athletes. Some weren't even voting or anything else, and they were making protest, kind of idle protest. So I go back here again to LeBron, but it is one of my things of my battle for years with my friends, where don't call names. It's like this big glob of gum gets in the bottom of your shoe, and you're just stuck with it. So that was my only problem, but I also thought back to when I was LeBron's age, you know, and he's older, but still, he's only in his early 30s. He's still trying to figure it out. But overall, I mean, when he starts talking about how sports should be a unifier, not a divider.
Yeah, you like that.
I love it because it's what I've always thought. Sports is a diversion from real life. You know, that's why. But in terms like when LeBron talks about helping kids in the inner city and sports as a unifier, he is involved in sports. He is involved in the inner city, and he's been involved with kids for years. You may not like everything he's done, but he's been out there, and that gives his views legitimacy to at least be heard and considered beyond the name calling.
It does seem like when LeBron James speaks on something not basketball related, the world listens.
It does, and that's something LeBron's going to learn as he gets older, too, that not only they listen to not only what you say, but how you say it.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the new-look Cavs, Isaiah Thomas's return from injury, and LeBron James's future.